Anticipate the agenda on January.
The January 3rd Finance Committee meeting to order. So done. Number two on the agenda is approval of minutes from the December 5th, 2022 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments on the minutes? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Item number three, public comments. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to make a comment? Mr. Mayor, your name, address, in 2.5 minutes, please.
Thank you. I won't need that long. Will Haney, 316 Mallee Court. Happy New Year. Thank you for all that y'all do. I think y'all have heard from the public. You've heard, you know, we've had these conversations together. When it comes to the budget, about taking money from the general fund to offset the bond issuance costs for the recreation referendum bonds, I've spoken to numerous other municipalities, waterworks, and other places. When you have a bond issue like that, you normally fund that from the bond issue. It's sort of a self-contained thing. I want to remind everybody the wording of the referendum was should a 4-mil tax be levied. This $275,000, if you can show me where it's coming out of that 4-mil tax, it's not. It's coming out of money we already had. So I applaud what I've heard from members of this committee that we're not going to take that out of general fund to offset the issuance of the bond. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there anybody else who would like to make a public comment? Going once, going twice. All right. On to item number four, employee years of service recognition. Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. And good morning. Melody Dangerfield, if you'll come down. So Melody started working for the town as the business license in the business license office as a business license clerk, and that was in 2013. From there, she quickly moved her way up to a technician, a senior technician, and in February of 2015, she became our assistant business license official. Then in April 2021, she was once again promoted, this time becoming the town's business license official. This promotion happened to occur during, the state's standardization of business license. And during all that time, while she's trying to get the office, you know, in order as she wants, she just dove right into it. The analytics required to make sure we were one of the first in the area to have our ordinance passed. So aside from her strong work ethic, she's a true team player who leads her office by example. She always remains calm and respectful when dealing with difficult people or situations, and I'm sure that happens some as a tax collector. And she continuously receives positive feedback from both the public and her peers. On top of everything she does for the town, she's also attending classes, earning her MBA, and she's a very talented artisan. So, and you have 3 rescue dogs as well. Okay, so she is a busy, busy person. So we thank you for your positive attitude, your willingness to help out whatever's thrown your way, and you're just a true asset to the town. So thank you, and here's to 10 more.
All right. Item number five, continued discussion regarding an ordinance to amend the budget for the town of Mount Pleasant for the fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023.
Yes, sir. So this is a different layout. I have the original one that you saw, but this kind of looks at the different funds that we have and the items that we talked about at last meeting. So you see the general fund, you see the uses, and some of that money then goes to the capital fund. So you also see the capital fund, its revenues and expenditures. And then there is that last item. So in the debt fund, it also, as a fund, has its own fund balance. So the proposal here was that we would recognize some of those monies that are sitting there and go ahead and offset the issuance cost. We think it's going to be $250, but I used a $275 just in case. But that was the idea is we would receive the $50 million, we'd issue the $50 million in bonds, but the cost to do that would be from this fund with existing monies. And I can talk more about those if you'd like.
Does anybody have any comments about that?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I said at the last meeting, and maybe it was full council, that we have the opportunity for the payment of the cost of the bond issue with bond funds. It's standard practice. The bills won't be coming in until March anyway, after we issue the bond. So I think we just put it in general government. Don't talk about the bond issue with that money, and distribute it as needed, and potentially leave it in the reserves.
I'm not following you. Sorry.
Well, the point is that we not use the $275,000 for payment on the bonds.
Gotcha. Okay.
How we distribute that money in the future, I think we just leave it in the in the reserve,
In
the fund balance. Same thing, and leave it like that.
Okay. Ms. Corley?
I mean, I had that concern during committees last month, and I was alone then, but I think that I'm not alone anymore. So, yes, I would suggest we do not spend that $275 on anything to do with that referendum.
Okay. When it came up last month, I was okay with it, but in speaking with some others and some members of the community, I think it's probably better to, or I definitely think it's better to contain the expenses from the referendum within that money. So I would be a fan of taking this out as well. Procedurally, this is second reading coming up at this month's council meeting. So it will go to council as was presented last month and voted on, and so it will need an amendment to change this, correct? Okay. So there's really no action of this committee at this time, other than I guess we could recommend amending it to full council. Do I hear a motion to recommend amending it to full council?
So moved. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this? Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think we have a bond attorney present, and he might just want to confirm with him what we're doing.
Sir?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Councilman Chapman, the amendment, the proposed amendment to the budget ordinance at second reading, then there'd be also an amendment to the bond ordinance that I know we haven't gotten to yet on the agenda, also at second reading.
Okay.
And do we have the amendment available to see when we get to the ordinance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. That's all I need. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other comments or questions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so that passes unanimously. On to item number 6, continued discussion regarding the bond ordinance.
Yes, sir. So for the bond ordinance, it didn't have this language. So there's three places that we would add the language that says, and to pay for the cost of issuing the bonds. And if we add them at these three locations, then you certainly can, it gives you that option to do this. And especially if you remove the use of debt funds, you would need this in there.
Any questions or comments?
I move that we accept this language and recommend to full council that it be included in the bond ordinance.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously. And we are on to item number 7, adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Did we do number 6?